might show you the way. Give it up to him each day.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. We've all been given second chances in our lives, either by friends, family members, business associates. But what does it mean to give someone a second chance? Is there a point where we draw a line and say, that's too much, I can't forgive that? When do we say, I need your help, Lord. I can't do it on my own. I can't forgive.
Well, that's just about got it, honey. We'll put the two suitcases in the back seat.
Hey, if it isn't newly installed Captain Daniel Lewis and his beautiful sidekick, Liz.
Uh-oh, with a tee-up like that, he's got to want something.
I heard that. Come on, you guys, give me a break. Looks like you're all ready for the big move.
Yep, we're almost done, thank God.
I'll be glad when this is all over. I hate moving.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why I'm staying with my dump. I hate moving too much to leave.
Yeah, some dump. 6,000 square feet, swimming pool, jacuzzi.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Danny, I need to ask you a favor.
See, I told you.
No, really. I'm really stuck here. I just talked to my flight supervisor, and I have to be flight tested by the day after tomorrow. Tom Rafter was going to check me out, but he just came down with the flu, so...
You had 6 months to get checked out. What happened?
Well, you know me. Put everything off. Wait until the last minute. I'm really desperate.
Listen, go ahead, honey. We're pretty well packed.
No, it shouldn't take long, sweetheart.
Go ahead. We're fine.
Thanks, guys. You don't know how much I appreciate this.
No sweat. And when you get your air transport rating, you can write my new boss and tell him what a great guy I am.
Aye, aye, Captain. You got it. It'll be my pleasure to put in a good...
All right, that was a nice takeoff. Now level us off and prepare to bank left 15 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Easy. There's another plane coming up on our left side.
Okay, I see.
Easy. You're pulling up too fast. Jim, you're pulling up too fast. Level her off or we're going to stall. Jim, I said level her off.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, let me have the controls. For God's sakes, Jim, let me have the controls. God, he's so freaked out. He's like comatose. Jim, listen to me. Give me the controls. Add power. Oh, can't get his hands off the controls. Oh, my God, we're going to crash. Jim, are you all right? Jim, I can't get my seatbelt off.
Oh.
My hands are too badly burned. I can't get my seatbelt off. The heat, everything's on fire.
No, I can't. Have to get out of here.
Jim, for God's sake, please help me. I can't get my seatbelt off. I'm trapped.
The exit door was on my side of the plane. Jim took his seatbelt off and then climbed over me to get out of the plane as my body became a human torch. The pain was so intense, I started to black out, but I fought desperately to stay conscious. Unable to use my hands, I finally pushed the seatbelt lever with my forearm and worked myself loose. I fell out of the plane and began rolling myself on the ground, trying to smother the flames. By this time, Jim had scrambled to the top of a nearby hill and began screaming for help. I was burned badly, over 60% of my body. My face and my arms were the worst. I lay there in bed, in the burn unit of the Upstate Medical Center for several months. The doctors worked on me for 7 hours a day. The room was heated to approximately 110 degrees to protect my body from bacteria.
Excuse me, but I've been passing by your room for several weeks now. See, my friend Jan is just down the hall.
Oh, yeah.
She broke her hip trying to show off her grandson on his skateboard. 68 years old, can you believe it? May I talk to you for a moment?
You've been doing a pretty good job up until this point.
Yes. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm Catholic.
I don't mean to be nosy, but I couldn't help hearing your cries when they were working on you, and I wanted to bring you this word, the name of Jesus Christ. When you can't take the pain anymore, just say, Jesus, give me strength. Help me make the pain go away, and it will. That's all you have to do, I promise.
I never saw the woman again, but my next treatment was so excruciating, I said to myself and then out loud, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Suddenly, the pain stopped. For the first time in months, my pain had stopped. A year had passed. I contacted the FAA to file my account of the accident, only to find out that my good buddy Jim had already filed a report saying that I caused the crash, and I abandoned him in the wreckage. To clear my name, I was forced to sue him and the aircraft manufacturer. The trial was the first time I'd seen Jim since the accident. He couldn't even look me in the eye. And though he had about 50 lawyers to my two, I was vindicated and awarded a substantial settlement.
Stay tuned. There's more to Danny's story. We'll be right back after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Through the course of my recovery, I underwent 46 operations. Finally healed, I miraculously passed the medical and flight exams necessary for commercial airline pilots. I was then hired as captain of a regional airline. I was in seventh heaven. I felt like I'd been given a second lease on life. And in a lot of ways, that's exactly what happened. My fiancée, Liz, had stuck by my side throughout the whole ordeal, including when I wasn't even discernible as a human being those first few weeks in the hospital. We were married. It was wonderful. But our troubles weren't over. Liz, my wife, contracted systemic lupus.
I don't understand, Doctor. What does this mean?
Systemic lupus is a form of tuberculosis. It's a condition that affects the skin. Now, right now, there is no known cure for it.
Well, what about this afternoon? Will you have a cure for it then?
Danny!
Mr. Lewis, please. We're doing everything we possibly can.
Look, they grafted skin over 70% of my body in 46 operations, and you're telling me there's nothing you can do for her?
Doctor, I've never heard of this disease before.
Well, there's a lot of research being done at this time, but like I said, we haven't gotten very far. There's something else I have to tell you. Would you have a seat, please?
What's that?
This disease can be fatal.
Oh, my God.
Doctor, what can we do?
The first step is to run some more tests before we can know more.
I was in shock. Even after all that I'd been through, it seemed like nothing compared to hearing this news. Up until this point, I wasn't very religious, didn't go to church much. Even after the Lord had helped subdue my pain when I was in the hospital, I still didn't completely believe. But now I was desperate. I wandered into this church in our neighborhood to pray.
Welcome, friend.
Thank you. My name's Daniel Lewis.
Hello, Daniel. I'm Pete Wilson. This is my wife, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you new here?
Well, I haven't been here for a while.
Well, hello. I'm glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. But I'm not here for myself. I've come to pray for my wife.
Is she sick?
Yes. She has a very rare skin disease.
Would you like some of us to pray with you? What's her name?
Yes, Liz. I would like that very much. Thank you.
Well, come on inside. You can sit with us. We'll all gather around and we'll pray.
This was as close as I'd ever gotten to anyone at a church before. And not only that, something else seemed different about today. After the service, before I knew it, a dozen or so people gathered around me praying for my wife. Suddenly, they stopped. Why did you stop?
There is someone you have to forgive.
No, you don't understand. I'm not here for me. I'm here for my wife, Liz. Why are you looking at me like that? Yes, there is someone in my past that I haven't quite forgiven yet, but I mean, why should I? He was my best friend, and he stabbed me in the back. Besides, what's that got to do with my wife's disease?
Jesus said, when you're praying and you remember that you are angry with someone about something, then forgive him, and your Father in heaven will also forgive you.
I've never forgiven him because I don't want to forgive him.
That's all right, Daniel. Let it go. Let it all go now. Let go of everything. God has already forgiven your friend, just like he's forgiven you for holding it against him. God will forgive everything.
I cried for the next 15 minutes straight. My tears washed over me like a clear running stream. Even after all this, I was still unable to surrender my heart to the Lord completely. Even though God was healing Liz through all the prayers, I still had trouble believing that God could truly heal people. That is, however, until I attended a healing service one evening at the same church in my neighborhood. There was this guest preacher. He was really something.
There is someone in this room who has a problem with their right arm. I say again, there is someone in this room who has a problem with their right arm. You mustn't be afraid to come forward to be healed in the name of the Lord. As we bow our heads and pray and lift up our hearts to God, I ask all those with afflictions to come forward and be healed in the name of the Almighty God. Bless you, sister. I'm told this sister before you hasn't been able to walk straight since she was a little girl. Her left leg is 6 inches shorter than the right one. Father, we ask in the name of your mercy and power, in the name of Jesus, heal this woman of her disability. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can feel this leg growing. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. God bless you, child.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I found out that the Reverend had a gift of healing. I had to talk to him. Excuse me, Reverend. I'm Daniel Lewis. I just wanted to say that I've never witnessed anything like what I saw today. This is all very new to me, and, well, I wanted to say that I'm overwhelmed by what you did to that woman's leg.
You're the man with the arm.
What? Right?
The right arm. You have a serious injury to your right arm, isn't that correct?
Well, yes, but you didn't have any way of knowing that. How did you know that?
The Lord revealed it to me. Can I pray for your arm?
Please do.
Dear Lord, we ask for your forgiveness and your blessing to heal this man's arm and return it to the condition that it once was. In the name of Jesus, heal this man.
My God, I can move my arm again.
Praise the Lord.
I could barely move it before. It was partially paralyzed, but look, I can raise my arm above my head again. It's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. How can I be in your service, Lord?
You can be in the Lord's service by sharing this experience with others.
Yes, yes.
Spread the work of the healing power of Christ throughout the land to everyone.
Turn on the light. Let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
It took a pretty dramatic miracle to finally make the impression on Danny that God works in people's lives. Sometimes we really can't see God at work because we get hung up on our own faults. The thing that was blocking Danny's faith was his bitterness and lack of forgiveness. Jesus says in Matthew, the 6th chapter, 15th verse, "But if you don't forgive the wrongs of others, then your Father in heaven will not forgive the many things you do." Do you have someone you need to forgive? Do you need to be forgiven? Pray about it right now. Pray for the right healing words to say.